Okay, you asked for it. Another self-submit video. I'm going to be evaluating that. I'm going to give you my on-the-fly notes and feedback as we critique this self-submit video, commonly known as a self-tape, on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. I hope you're having a good day. Thank you so much for joining us and checking us out today. If you're new to the podcast video, that means I'm simulcasting for YouTube the podcast so that you can watch me if you like, or you can just hear me on a podcast. So it's sort of happening simultaneously. I think that's kind of cool, right? So if you're new, let me just tell you, we are a podcast video helping actors achieve whatever it is they want or need to achieve. We're talking about career advice, acting advice, all things show, the business of show. So thank you for joining us. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I encourage you to go to the website, castingactorscast.com. There you're going to find all kinds of nice information, including a form that you can fill out called Dive into the Talent Pool. And if you do that, that's going to open up all kinds of freebies, all kinds of goodies for you. One is a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a book all about voiceovers. It's 100 pages. It's absolutely free. In addition to that, you're going to find a downloadable YouTube video. You don't have to download it. You could just play it right there. And it's called Casting Directors Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. If that isn't a tease, I don't know what is. And that's also very much free of charge. Finally, there are some show notes from past episodes. I invite you, if you're new, to go back and check out some of these past episodes. They're evergreen content, which means I think you're going to find them really, really useful, even after the virus has left us. So it's not all COVID information. This is information on, you know, like I said, auditioning, meeting people, agents, meetings, techniques, all kinds of cool things. By just going to the website, you're going to see the schedule in those Jeff's jots. So you're going to figure out exactly the kind of material that you might find really, really useful, I think, anyway. So that's there for you as well. Finally, this is my shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection is just a great place. Industry professionals teaching online all kinds of really current, up-to-the-minute information on what it is to being a professional. For example, there's classes in voiceovers. There's casting director workshops. There's agent seminars. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of really cool things to check out. Please go to actorsconnection.com/New York, and you're going to see this amazing facility and what they're able to accomplish online now. I'm actually doing some teaching work at Actors Connection coming up in the month of April. So please check me out. It'd be a pleasure to work with you as well. If you want to submit a video, if you've got a self-tape that you would like to get some feedback on and you don't mind me showing it on the air, then I would be thrilled to be able to do that. So you just simply need to send me the link to castingactorscast@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to put it in consideration for a live review, a critique, if you will, happening on the air, just like today's podcast. My last announcement is the National Monologue Slam, which is just such a fun event. We just finished March, and I'm really looking forward to the April event. So they're happening once a month, with the finalists from each month going into a grand National Monologue Slam finalist. It is so much fun. People seem to be having just an amazing time. So I invite you to go to NationalSlam.com. All right, that's enough for all those announcements. And again, it's really great to have you here. So I got this really wonderful submission from an actor, and he wrote me a quick little email. I'm going to share that with you, and then I'm going to take a look at the video. Let me just tell you that I've spot-checked this video just to make sure it was technically going to work here in our format, whether it be on a patio video or whether it be on the podcast. I need you to be able to hear it really well. Now, don't feel weird if you're just listening to it on a podcast, because I believe very strongly that you're not only going to hear the work, but then you'll hear my critique about the work, which I feel is perhaps even the most important thing, only because there may be things I'm referring to in this submission that you're doing that you would get help from, that you might get a tip or a suggestion or something that actually ups your game a little bit as far as self-submissions are concerned, or self-tape auditions. People say tape all the time. I try to change that because, you know what? There's no tape involved, right? There isn't. No, it's all digital. But in any case, I think even if you're just listening to this, I believe that you're going to get something out of it. And then finally, if you do get something out of it, I have a huge favor to ask. It would be so awesome. It would be just so great if you would consider writing a review after listening and watching. If you could write a review to iTunes, for example, or wherever you get your podcast, or even on the YouTube channel, anytime you give me a thumbs up or a like or a review, it just brings more people into this cool space. And I would love to grow the channel even more. I've been so grateful and so overwhelmed at the response. We're well over 45,000 downloads of the podcast at this moment, and it's just been amazing. So please consider, if you've gotten something out of it, won't you just take a moment and leave me a review, a like, subscribe, whatever you feel is going to be useful and helpful. It would mean so very, very much. So thank you for that. So our contestant, I don't know, it's not really a contest here, but the submission today is really, I'm really looking forward to checking it out. His name is Mahmoud. That's his name. What a cool name, right? And he wrote me this letter. I'm a big fan of your podcast because of all the useful content you put out. Well, thank you, Mahmoud. I'm offering to be one of the individuals you review the self-tape on the podcast. I have provided 3 self-tapes below. Thank you for your consideration. So we're only going to take a look at one of them, and I'm just going to play it, and then I'm going to give you my feedback, my response, give you a critique. My whole goal in doing this is just to improve the quality of your submissions so that you're actually being put in higher contention for those job opportunities. Because frankly, there are little tiny technical things you can do, as well as your acting, of course. But there's some technical things that I often see that I would love to be able to share with you to sort of elevate your professionalism level when you submit these videos. Because guess what? You know, casting directors want you to book the job. You know that, right? So those suggestions that I make will hopefully help Mahmoud as well as you. So let's go ahead and take a look at Mahmoud's self-tape. Here we go.
I don't understand. Why can't you go arrest him?
Why didn't you call the police as soon as you saw him again?
I feared for my life, detective. But I'm here now. Now, tell me, what are you going to do about it?
The same thing that I was doing the last 4 times you came here. My job. I promise you that we're doing everything that we can to get your wedding ring back.
But
you don't know his real name, and you willingly gave him $50,000?
That ring was my deceased husband's grandmother's ring. It's been in his family for generations. I shouldn't have...
Mrs. Mann, do you see the dilemma? I have a lookout to every pawn shop in the Tri-County area. He'll slip up. They always do.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Mahmoud. And I thank you so very much for making the submission. So let me chat with you a little bit about what I just saw, what I just experienced, maybe giving you some tips and maybe some suggestions in order to help you a little bit, maybe improve the quality of your submission. I'm going to talk in two different segments, if you will. The first is going to be strictly the technical side of things, things that you might consider technically in order to improve your submissions. There's not a lot to improve as far as your acting is concerned, but I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But technically, here's the thing. I don't know what this is from. I really encourage you to give me some kind of a title card or a slate at the beginning. My feeling is that a separate videoed slate, if you're going to be doing it live, whereby you are just looking into the camera and you say, my name is Mahmoud Mahmoud, and this is from the television series blank, and I'll be playing the role of blank, and I'm 5'11", or whatever it is. The idea is that giving me a separate slate, what I mean by that is film it separately, videotape it separately. There's no tape involved. Video it separately, and then stop it, and then just show me the audition. The idea being is that you can really help me catalog your audition, and I can put it in the right place that I need to put it. But you didn't have anything there. You just simply opened up and started acting. Give me a couple of seconds to kind of get used to seeing you. Sometimes people use their headshot, which I think is a kind of a cool idea, as their slate, and then graphically introduce themselves over their headshot. Then my suggestion is to fade into your audition. And that means that when you're acting, you need to give me a prior action, some kind of beat before you start acting, so that when you fade in on a 3 or a 5 count, there's something happening. And when you fade in, you know, the great thing is that brings me in to you. That brings me into wanting to watch you. Conversely, at the end, you know, I'm a big fan of just having a card at the end or your headshot at the end that says, thanks for watching. And then contact information like your email address or your phone number or your agent's name and phone number. Something at the end of your audition that lets me know that A, this is done, but B, if you're making a suggestion and thanking me, and now you've given me your phone number, I'm so much more inclined to want to pick up the phone and call you or email you for a callback. So this is definitely a power tip I've just given you. It's a great strategy for getting your face out there again, your headshot, something that you want to repeat frequently in order to promote your brand. So that would be another suggestion I would want to make to you, Mahmoud. Finally, the audition itself. The lighting is very, very good. The sound seems fine, although it was a little bit difficult to hear your reader. I still got a sense of what the reader was saying, and so I didn't really feel like that. It's a negative as much as I wish I would have been able to hear the reader just a little bit more. Now, I said the lighting was good, but you know, you're so close to the backdrop and you have a very clean backdrop, which is great, but you're casting some additional shadows on your backdrop. And I'm of a mind to suggest that you get a little bit further downstage. That means you might need to move your cell phone downstage as well, just a little bit. But the less I see of that backdrop, then the more I'm able to focus on the good audition. Make sense? The other thing is to check out what I call 3-point lighting. And I've done a few podcasts about the lighting, but the 3-point lighting, the key light, the fill light, and the backlight, clearly the lighting would have been helped a little bit more by having a backlight as well. All right, now let's talk about the audition. Boy, here's what I liked. And by the way, I've said this before and I'm going to repeat it. Please don't dismiss nice things that I say. You must give my critique equal weight and value from those things that are working really well for you to those things that you might consider changing. So it's not just about waiting for the critical, you know, component of this. Everything gets equal weight and value, please, okay? This is a really good scene for you. You are very, very castable. You look great on camera. You have just the right amount of energy for this episodic kind of role that I'm seeing. This is definitely in the vein of the Law and Orders or Dick Wolf Productions. So I'm really seeing some really good work here. In particular, I'm responding to the good listening that you're doing with the person that is being interviewed by you. I'm really getting a sense that you're trying to get information. I also get the sense that the wheels are turning, that you're trying to explain yourself in this situation without getting defensive. And I think that that's what makes you very, very castable in this. Additionally, I think that you give me nice beats within the context of your lines, your words. I think that you're giving me a very naturalistic and very nice conversational tone, which is something that I really definitely appreciate as well. If I were to be really critique-y about this, the one thing I think is really interesting is I would love to see a little more arc in the scene. In other words, I would love for your character to be different at the end of the scene than where you started at the scene. And the reason for that is I think every time you can find an opportunity to show me a different color on the palette, so to speak, then I think you should take it. For example, after he's explained himself to her, is he satisfied? That he's done a good job. He explained to her, look, you know, we're doing everything we can. You know, nail that tight. Or are you now concerned that she might be somebody who you are getting more suspicious of? In other words, you can make a more active choice and decision and be different. The transformative experience means that you are different at the end of the scene than you are at the beginning. So how does your character change as a result of what took place? Especially in these kinds of episodic television series, these kind of progressive stories where they're so heavily plot driven. You don't get a lot of occasions to inject character in some of these things. So whenever there is a place for that, I suggest you take it. And as far as an audition is concerned, this is a very, very good audition. With the exception of the card at the front and the back and a little bit of the lighting, it was a real pleasure to see your work and see exactly how castable you are. And when you make the choices in terms of the roles that you're submitting, you know, I really get a sense that you would be able to play these. So that's just, you know, that's it. That's all I care about, right? Is that you seem to be very castable. So Mahmoud, thank you so very much for submitting this video. And I really appreciate you taking the time. And I hope that you found something perhaps useful so that you can up your game, make your video submissions that much better. Because I want to hear, the next note I want to hear from Mahmoud is I want to hear from him that he booked a job. That he took the tips and then suddenly he might have gotten some work. But I have a feeling he's going to have a very, very fruitful career. And I appreciate everything he did as far as putting himself out there. If you'd like to do the same, by the way, you can submit your video, castingactorscast@gmail.com. I ask that you don't submit the whole video, please. I really ask that you just send me the link. What I do is that I copy that link, I put it in my folder, and then when I have a moment or two out of my otherwise hugely busy casting day, then I'll take a look at some of those videos, and if I think that there's something that is going to be really interesting for others to get information from, then like Mahmoud, I'm going to definitely do that as well. I'm going to be able to do more episodes like this. So let me know, how did you like that? Was that helpful to you? Please let me know if you have any questions at all, if you want me to review your videos, if you want me to take a look at your resume, if there's something that I can do that can help others, I'm going to put that on this show that's called Casting Actors Cast on Casting Actors Cast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you again. Bye-bye.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.